Time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine. We'll enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. Good morning, everyone. This first article that actually I really want to talk about, because it's a very disturbing article that everybody needs to be aware of. A lot of the information is being withheld by the CDC, and it's a medical alert. And let me talk about that, because there is a superbug. It's a fungus, and it's spores directly in the air, and it's colonizing everywhere. It's all over the world, and what I want to mention is it's called Candida aureus. Now, a lot of people are familiar with Candida albicans, you know, general yeast infections. I mean, how many books are there on the market that are Candida cleanse, you know, Candida this and Candida that, and eat a yeast-free diet and Candida cleanse diet. And we know that those general non-life-threatening forms of funguses are all out there, and people have known about those for years and years. Imagine that there would be a superbug that was right in the atmosphere where the winds can carry it to anywhere, that it's communities, farms, and what's been happening is because of all the agricultural chemicals that are in the farms, that it's coming everywhere because we're using so many fungicides now, fungicides, insecticides, and herbicides, but specifically the fungicides in the agriculture, that it's creating these new super bugs and these super funguses, because all of the good fungus, these good yeasts that are in the soil, they all kind of have a battle. There's good bacteria, there's good fungus, and they live in the soil, and it's what actually helps to produce the ability of plants to uptake vitamins or change the soils to a live form. And what happens, live soils have a compound in it called fulvic acid. And that's a chemical that's in soils that allow the bacteria on the roots of plants to uptake a mineral and change it to a live, from an inorganic mineral to an organic live mineral. And because of all of the pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, these funguses, the healthy ones and the healthy bacteria, are being killed. And we now have this new fungus, again, 41 to 88% fatality rate in humans. And imagine that this CDC knew about it, but it has refused to tell you. And local hospitals can be carriers. They're finding that nursing homes can be carriers, that daycare centers, schools, whether it's grammar school, high schools, junior high schools, colleges. And it's really concerning the world's epidemiological experts, because they have no idea what to do, how to stop it. And it's all being kept secret because they don't want to alarm the public. And they sure don't want to alarm people going to the hospitals or to the doctor's office. So just before I go into it and explain what to do and how it segues into essential oils, because it really is a dangerous fungus, and there is only one way, and that's essential oils. So we'll be right back. This is Eliezer Ben Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We're talking about a strain of fungus called Candida aureus, and it's a superbug fungal strain that has emerged from the widespread use of chemical fungicides in agriculture and in cleaning products in people's homes. Everybody, whether, again, not just in people's homes, but in all the different schools and daycare centers and nursing homes and long-term care centers, almost everywhere, 100% of everywhere that's been tested now has been tested positive. And in this report that I have in front of me, it initially came out in the New York Times, but now it's been expanded quite a bit. And this silent pandemic has already it's invaded a lot of the American hospitals, and why it cannot be stopped using any known medical chemical defenses. It's already too late, in essence, for the planet if someone gets infected because of these chemicals that are being used. And you can go to any home in the country and look under the sink in the kitchen, and you'll see just bottles and bottles of different kinds of chemicals. And most people never even question what's in there. But when you're using these, again, insecticides, constantly, what we're doing is making super insects that are then resistant to all the different poisons like Roundup. We're using herbicides and fungicides, and it's these fungicides that are killing the good funguses. So it's now allowing these this one fungus called Candida aureus, and the aureus stands for the ear. And the reason they call it that is because the first person that was they found that they were treating had the Candida fungus in their ears. So what's been happening, how did it happen? It happened because for years and years you have all of these sprays and cleaners. And so the environment itself, the normal ratios of good guys to bad guys has been changed. And so now this new fungus is, again, about 44 to 88% fatal. And because they have found nothing in their chemical arsenals, there's no antibiotics, none of these antifungals that will work anymore. But what we have found is one thing does work against these funguses, and that is essential oils. And because they're spores, and it means they come in the air, I'm recommending that everybody, of course, we recommend doTERRA essential oils. We think those are the best oils made of any of the oil companies. And we recommend getting any of the diffusers, the essential oil diffusers. And everybody might want to consider of having one in their bedrooms where they sleep. Because when you put the diffuser on, it puts these microscopic little vapors of the essential oils directly into the air. And because of that, it's a way to actually clean your houses. So you put a diffuser in your bedroom. You may put a diffuser, say, in the kitchen, or one in the living room where everybody, or exercise room, or where everybody hangs out. Same thing When you own a business and you want to protect your employees, you might consider getting a diffuser and putting it in the areas where your employees hang out, whether it's in the office room or in the employee lounge where they go and get away and have their lunch or drink a cup of tea or coffee, okay? You want to consider having one of these essential oil diffusers, and as many, I would say, you know, if you're not sure, put one there. And they make some that are very inexpensive, some that are beautiful pieces of art, more expensive. It just depends how you want to go. But I don't care which ones you use, as long as it puts the essential oils into the air. And then the other thing is you can carry with you some really good essential oils, such as lavender or frankincense or melaleuca. I like lavender because it's such a sweet-smelling, wonderful scent. But they have found that even these Candida aureus, which is can be life-threatening, has not built a resistance to the essential oils. So no, none of the super bugs, none of the super insects, none of the super funguses have built a resistance to the essential oils. So this now becomes almost imperative because of modern farming practices and modern chemicals that people use in their house to clean. It almost becomes imperative to have something that can actually protect you against some of these new super bugs and super funguses. So I'm recommending that to all of my clients, and it's a way that if you're a member, if you're a, when you become a wellness advocate, you can buy these essential oils wholesale, and you can also get the essential oil diffusers that doTERRA provides and get those wholesale. And when you do it as a business, you can also take all those products off your taxes. The reason to do it is because it'll protect your life. It'll protect your kids. It'll protect your loved ones. And I'm really now becoming quite passionate about this. And I'm going to talk about this article, at least mention it now, for the next couple, 3, 4, 5 weeks in a row. I think it's that important. And again, when they've tested it in any of these venues, whether it's the hospitals or schools or daycare centers or nursing homes, whether it's the ceiling or the telephone or the doorknobs or the desktops or the floors, the carpets, everywhere that's been tested has been tested positive. Now, some people, like those of us that follow a really good wellness advocate program, are resistant. We ourselves become resistant to these superbugs and diseases. We don't get sick. When you eat a good diet, when you take your vitamins, especially Prime Longevity, and you take your essential oils, and this is the time where you get a good bottle of lavender. You carry it with you all the time in your pocket, and every couple of hours you put a couple drops on your hands and you rub your hands together, and you keep this barrier of essential oils now on your hands. So whenever you touch something, again, you've protected yourself. You can get a little oil, put it between your thumb and finger, and then put that right under your nose and on your lip. And again, every time you inhale, you're inhaling those vapors. So those vapors will kill whatever spores are in the air. And also they deal with viruses that if you happen to touch something and you get a cold virus or something and you touch your nose, again, those essential oils will kill those viruses and you won't get sick. So it's a way to protect yourself And it seems like the more we use it, the more we get find these articles that are coming out, and the more we hear about these funguses and bacterias that are becoming resistant to more and more, the more imperative it becomes that we find something to help protect ourselves and our families. And it seems like we've got a couple of venues. One, we want to eat healthy, actually three venues. Two, we want to take the herbs and vitamin supplements to keep our immune system strong. And then three, we want to have something that we can put on topically and utilize and internally, and we can use these to help really protect us against these new superbugs that are coming out. So anyway.
This is Adam, Dr. Ben Joseph. I was quite interested in what you just mentioned, because the other problem that we're going to be facing is the 5G radiation.
Oh, yes. I think that's going to be another one.
As far as the superbugs and all that, isn't that a shame that the Royal Rife system has been put under by the AMA?
Yeah, that's another technique, Rife frequency generators. I know that back in the 30s and 40s, Royal Rife, he developed a super microscope, and he found that using different light frequencies, he was able to go after almost every known virus and pathogenic bacteria and fungus. And even on the microscope, when he would expose them to the frequencies, he would see those bugs, those they would actually explode in lice. So, yes, that's been kept underground, and really the only place you get information on that is from alternative health care. And, again, a lot of the alternative health cares are being suppressed. So you're right, Adam. This is something that we need to be careful of. I think that's going to be the next 5G, because there are people that are very susceptible to the electromagnetic energy, and it can be causing cancers. Adam, you are correct.
Yeah, the
go ahead.
Minister of Health of in Brussels has declared a no deal on 5G, because she made the statement, we're not going to be using our citizens as guinea pigs. My question to you is regarding the C-reactive protein. I'm dealing with Dr. Palacios, who did a tremendous blood analysis on me twice.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time it was like 1.7, which is a very good range.
Let me explain what C-reactive protein is. A marker in the blood that talks about inflammation. So if you have an infection of some kind, or you have an inflammatory condition, oftentimes it's used to measure if you have inflammation around the heart or in the blood vessels. But it's a measurement of an inflammatory response. And we like it below 3. So going up high, that could have gone because of the respiratory infection.
Well, the interesting part I learned is that it is produced by our liver. So like you say, it is a response to an inflammation, which can potentially have derogatory effects on some other parts of our body.
So some of the best things you can do is when you have an infection, again, the first thing I would say is you take something like a high-grade vitamin multi, like Prime Longevity, and then what goes directly after infections, we're using essential oils, and we use the vapors under our nose, we use the vapors in the air, and we put some on our hands so that we don't become susceptible. And when you put it under your nose, or you're breathing it from a diffuser, you're getting it directly into your lung. So whatever's in there, I don't care if it's the pneumonia or histoplasmosis or anything like that, you can really protect yourself from having it fatal in any way by using these essential oils. So that's what that means.
By the way,
yes.
For your information, we are using a diffuser. We predominantly use lemongrass and lavender in our bedroom. But the question I have, could I just spread a little bit of this lavender oil under my nose because of all people.
Absolutely.
I came down with allergic reaction in my left eye.
You don't want to put essential oils in your eye because that can irritate your eyes. But definitely put it under your nose, and you can do that every 15 minutes, every half hour, every hour, a little drop between your thumb and finger, and then put it right below your nose so that you keep breathing in those vapors. Another way is to put some between your hands, rub them together, cup your hands and put them right over your nose and breathe those vapors in. But I like it directly under the nose. So thank you very much, Adam. We're going to go ahead and take our break. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
There was a question online. Someone had a blood test, and of course I can't just give a whole blood class, you know, on the radio, but they had some issues with what's called BUN and creatinine and albumin, but those are pretty easy. BUN stands for blood urea nitrogen, and it's a chemical that's tested when you get a blood test, almost any standard blood test called a CMP, complete metabolic panel. They're going to have those numbers. And what that determines, that's a chemical that tells us how well your kidneys are clearing the byproducts of protein digestion. And when your muscles are exercising a lot, or when you're just eating a lot of protein, it tells you how well your kidneys are clearing that. The creatinine, that's a number that also has to do with kidneys, and that tells you how well your kidneys are clearing toxic byproducts from carbohydrate digestion or sugar metabolism. When you use up the glycogen in your blood, which is the sugars in your cells that do make muscle work, and then you start to have chemical byproducts, or if you're not drinking enough water, then those two numbers are used quite a lot to determine kidney function. And we like them, you know, there'll be certain numbers depending upon the lab, but we like BUN to be, say, between 15 and 20, or perfect is 12 to maybe 16, something like that, 14 to 16. And creatinine, let's say below 1, you know, so 0.6, 7, 8, 9, doesn't matter, but below 1. And then albumin, that's a marker that comes from the total proteins, and the liver produces a number of proteins. Albumin and globulin are the two most ones that they measure in the blood. And albumin, that can go down. What that is, it's like a trucking company. It carries minerals around the body, drops them off, and then comes back and picks up more from the liver. It also has to do with the control of fluid balances in the body. So if you get a lot of water retention, like your ankles swell up and leave edema. Another reason it can go down is if you have a lot of stomach issues, heartburn and nausea and different kinds of that. Oftentimes the albumin will go low. But we like albumin to be 4 or above. And then the other one that comes with that is a globulin, and that tells you how many antibodies you're producing. Then the last one that they're asking about is bilirubin. Bilirubin's a chemical that the spleen cleans out dead cells from the body, and it grabs those dead cells and it grinds them all up, and it extracts the good stuff from those dead cells. Then it sends that good stuff to the liver, that's called bilirubin, and then the rest of it just ends up getting out and then removed through your colon, and that's the stuff you poop out. But it is a an indicator again of liver. Oftentimes, if the bilirubin is high above 1.4, 1.5, or 7, depends upon the lab, then oftentimes they'll do they'll break that apart into what's called direct and indirect, so we can measure more, is it in the liver or is it in the gallbladder. So these are things, when you get that blood test, you hopefully your doctor will explain those things instead of just telling you, oh, everything's normal or everything is, you know, oftentimes that's what they'll tell you. But that's what they mean. So the main thing is that when any of these things are out of balance, again, depending upon what you have, then you work at bringing those back into balance with proper diet, nutrition, vitamins, minerals, herbs, and then essential oils. So this is our arsenal. And then, of course, mental things, mind, being mindful, and things that produce mindfulness, you know, being doing prayers or affirmations, and also doing service for others. When you do service, there's a feeling that you get that's very uplifting, and that feeling can really help uplift your immune system. So no question about that. So there was a great article, and I think people will really love this article because the article has to do with kissing. And scientists have done some research on the beneficial effects to your health directly from kissing. Well, if you thought that kissing was nothing more than a sign of affection, with a little value beyond, you know, sexual foreplay, you might be surprised to learn that it actually has several very important health benefits. So in addition to kissing is one of the things that can really deepen your connection with your partner. There have been numerous studies that just spending time looking, sitting close to each other, looking each other's eyes, and actually kissing can really have a pronounced effect on your relationship with your loved one. And it can also trigger a number of physiological processes that boost your immune system. And that's just the beginning. With so much hatred around the world, seemingly reaching, I think it's a fever pitch, the news couldn't come at a better time. So you can look at kissing to improve your health as well as your mood. You know, inside your mouth you have over 700 different kinds of bacteria, good guys, bad guys. When you're kissing, even they talk about the French kissing, and exchanging saliva with your mate, you actually are introducing the bacteria in to both of your bodies the same, and at the same time enhancing the immune system. So it becomes very specific that the diversity of the bacteria in your microbiofilm, or your microbiota, they call it, and it causes the good bacteria to get stronger and stronger, and it correlates to better and better health. So one kiss may not be able to transform your, but they found that couples who kiss regularly and longer than a moment or so, but spend time kissing, and they're saying that at least 10 minutes of kissing can really profoundly affect your immune system. And there was a major study in the Netherlands, and they found that these kissing and French kissing, just a kiss of 10 seconds can change, exchange as many of as 80 million bacteria between partners. And a Japanese study found that those that spend time kissing regularly reduce their allergic reactions to things around the house or things that they're exposed to. One partner might have more immunity built up than another partner, and what happens, they exchange that immunity with each other. So it is something to consider. They actually measured that when people were being exposed to romantic music, and that they were dealing about 30 minutes with looking at each other and hugging and embracing and kissing, that they actually measured the production of different immunoglobulins. IgE is one of them that they measured, and those immunobodies are response to allergens, and that those immunobodies went down in all of the people that were tested that were spending time kissing and embracing. So it can also lower blood pressure by dilating blood vessels in your lips and in your face. When blood gets directed away from the rest of your body toward your face, it can reduce the demand on your heart, thereby bringing your blood pressure down. So kissing has a positive effect on your emotional states, especially things like anxiety. Notice when little children are afraid, they run to their mother, and their mothers pick them up and kiss them. So anyway, it really helps to lower the stress hormone cortisol, and it boosts serotonin levels in the brain, which really affects your mood and helps you keep you in balance. It releases oxytocin, which is sometimes referred to as the love hormone, for its ability to reduce a sense of bonding and calmness. So there are now many, many benefits to kissing, and they found that the benefits are very similar to those people that do a lot of meditation. So meditation, of course, is done while you're all alone, you know. So I think that kissing, if it's inducing that same mental state of meditation, and they found that people that spend time in embrace and kissing, that they actually produce the same chemicals in the brain as if they were a long-time meditators. So if you're having trouble relaxing, you might talk to your partner about, let's spend some time in our own embrace, and actually it makes you feel good. It makes you really appreciate your partner. So anyway, we're going to take our break. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. One of the comments, and I really thank you very much for pointing it out, because sometimes, you know, I can't remember everything at the same time, but the colloidal silver, or the micronutrient of colloidal silver, that's also used extensively as an antibacterial, and so it's something that you can always add and put in a spray bottle and spray countertops and doorknobs and your telephone, and spray your hands, or even spray your face, because it is such a powerful product. Question, are you listening today?
Yes, sir. I will have a question. The difference between osteo and rheumatoid arthritis. My understanding is that a lot of rheumatoid arthritis can be helped with things like LIPH.
Yes.
And that my understanding is that rheumatoid arthritis
is very different
by mycoplasma, correct?
Well, it's one of the things. Here's the difference. osteoarthritis is a wear and tear arthritis. It's a repetitive arthritis, doing something that wears your joints down. But that's also a nutritional arthritis, because when you're not taking enough, let's say, magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin K, the mineral silica, the vitamin C, and some of the amino acids, then you're not keeping your bones and cartilage and tendons and ligaments nice and strong and healthy and have a good tensile strength. So osteoarthritis is very different, where rheumatoid arthritis is considered an autoimmune disease. Now, an autoimmune right. disease in traditional medicine means that your body is broken, it's attacking itself, and we don't know why. Now, in naturopathic yeah. medicine, we think that's junk science. We think that your body is broken is a junk science attitude, and we believe that the cells, your body never attacks anything without a reason, that it's compromised cells. And when you mentioned mycoplasma, especially there's one called Mycoplasma fermentosa, these are cell wall deficient bacteria. So they're very hard to see, they're very hard to culture, and they're very hard to detect. And there's also very few, as far as I know, there's only two antibiotics that go after mycoplasma, and that's, I think, moxicillin and doxicillin, but all the others don't. And so it's an insidious disease, because it's a very degenerative disease that can really produce severe degenerative changes in the joints, where they really begin to break down. So life, which used to be called alkogenesis, that's a product that does a couple things. It's antiviral, antibacterial, but it also is called a silica hydride. And so it's going to put silica back into the body. And silica is the number one mineral, I think, that is much more important than calcium to help rebuild the bones. So if you're not getting enough silica in your body, you're going to really have tendon, ligament, cartilage, and bone breakdown. So that can really help in the rheumatoid arthritis, because you're going to get that silica, and you're going to also get that kind of antibacterial results from that. Now, a lot of times people with rheumatoid arthritis, let's say they get a bad flu or a respiratory infection, they go to their doctor and they get an antibiotic course for 7 days, and they're taking that antibiotic, and it just happens to be, let's say, a doxicillin or moxicillin, all of a sudden their rheumatoid arthritis symptoms begin to disappear and they feel better. When they come back and tell the doctor, they'll go, oh, that was just a coincidence. You know, antibiotics don't help rheumatoid, they don't think it's an infection. Now, in naturopathic medicine, we think rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or scleroderma or sarcoidosis or any of those are different types of infections. And so the body is treating that as an infection. So you're 100% correct on that. Anything that you do that builds the immune system, that's where essential oils can help, because they build your immune system. Echinacea, golden seal, vitamin C, the mineral selenium, all of these are immune system builders. The vitamin A, and there's two forms of vitamin A, the plant form carotenoids and the true vitamin A, which is oftentimes more in a fish oil type. But true vitamin A is what diabetics need, because provitamin A, the carotenoids, they have to go through chemical changes to actually make vitamin A. But the carotenoids are like beta-carotene, zeaxanthin, cryptoxanthin, and astaxanthin. And these are different bioflavonoids or different kinds of carotenoids that are part of the pro-vitamin A's. But I like oftentimes true vitamin A, because true vitamin A can also help your thyroid. It actually helps convert your T4 to T3, and it's needed. That many times people have T4, which is a thyroid storage hormone in your thyroid gland, in your throat, but it's only a storage hormone, and that gets converted when the body needs it to what's called T3, and that gets converted in the liver and the periphery of the body, and sometimes it's the conversion process that is off, and not actually the amount of hormone of T4 or T3, but it's the conversion. Sometimes also the body will produce antibodies against the thyroid hormone, and they'll make something called reverse T3. So you have to really look at those. And when you get a blood test, most of the time doctors will just use what's called a TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. I don't think that's enough. You need a complete hormone profile with the free T4s and total T4 and free T3 and total T3 and maybe reverse T3 or you can get also thyroid peroxidase and these different, but a complete hormone profile.
I was just wondering what true vitamin A is known as.
It's known as vitamin A, but it'll usually come as an oil in a little pearl capsule, where the carotenoids are usually in a pill form. And so that's one of the ways you can always tell. Okay, because one will say, when you read the ingredients, it'll say beta-carotene as the main ingredient. Uh-huh. But there's other kinds of carotenoids. Where vitamin A, it'll say 10,000 units or 5,000 units or 20,000 units. So that's the difference. Great question.
Well,
really appreciate it.
I know two people with the other kinds of arthritis, and I was just wondering what could help them. Now I know.
Now, again, another thing is we're learning, I think having the oil diffusers in the air, that's always going to help because it'll kill the mycoplasma bacteria. The essential oils will kill yeasts and bacterias and all of the pathogenic bacteria. So there's no question about it that it could be used very simply. And even a little bit of colloidal silver with the essential oils in the diffuser, that could be really good. Anyway, I got to take our break. And this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And there's a question about celery juice. And celery juice is just one of these, I think it's almost a superfood also. It's very high in vitamin K, which has to do with blood clotting. And also it has some vitamin K2, which is great for bone health. And it has a lot of nutrients that are very specific for your heart. It's also a natural diuretic, and it helps you get rid of excess water, and it's got magnesium and potassium, and it can really help. It's used quite extensively for high blood pressure. So celery juice is super good. You'll find it in so many natural juice formulas from John Christopher and also Norman Walker. And the Walker juicer, it's a very expensive one, $2,000, was named after him. That's a press juicer. very expensive, but probably the best juicer on the market. But Norman Walker, in so many of his formulas, talked about using celery juice. And if you look up and you want to get a book on how to use natural vegetable and fruit juices, I would look up Norman Walker, and he's got a book on juice therapy. And all of the books coming after that, they really studied Dr. Norman Walker, and they studied Dr. John Christopher and Bernard Jensen and Pavlo Arola. These were all the greats from past time. So anyway, you want to really get some of the top information on that, check out his books by Norman Walker. I don't know if it's listed as Dr. Norman Walker, just Norman Walker juice therapy. But celery juice is really a super juice, and it also tastes really good, especially something like celery and apple. That's a really great formula. So anyway, hope that answers your question. You know, Mexico has a lot. They do a lot more juices. Mexico is, I think, ahead of us on GMO, because most of Mexico does not allow most GMO. I know they've, I've been reading recently that they're allowing something, a few things, on GMO, but most of the GMO plants are not allowed in Mexico. So they're ahead of the United States on that. And again, because so many Hispanics have been exposed to, they always have a relative that's a curandero of some kind. So, but anyway, my Hispanic clients, it's so much easier to talk to them about herbs because they've all been exposed to them. So it's not, it's nothing new. They think, oh yeah, this is manzanilla or something. My my curandera grandma used to give it to me.
I know that you recommend that we avoid cookware made with Teflon and aluminum. What is the best material for cookware? And also, is there a pressure cooker that you recommend?
Well, the things like in a pressure cooker, you would want to make it sure it's stainless steel. You know, so any of the pots and pans that are either cast iron, but those are pretty heavy and hard to deal with oftentimes, and you have to season them properly and then keep them clean properly so they don't rust. But you season them with getting them hot, then putting a little bit of a vegetable oil in it, and with a paper towel, rub it all around on the inside, and then let it cool, and that seasons the metal. Otherwise, there are some new ceramic materials that nothing sticks to, and they're not Teflon. They're a new ceramic, and they're so strong that even with a wire brush, you're not going to be able to scratch it, and nothing sticks to it. So these materials are actually okay because there's no outgassing, and a lot of these new ceramics can go up to very high temperatures, like 550 degrees when you're cooking. So I like, it's either stainless steel, cast iron, or these new ceramic cookware. And again, the brands, I don't know, but pressure cookers, just make sure that they're stainless steel, okay?
What about copper?
Copper is, a lot of places don't, they're copper, the bottoms are copper, but you don't see too many inside of copper. There are some, but copper can have a tendency to leach into something that you're cooking, like something that's acidic, like you're making a tomato sauce or something. And so you can, and there is a condition called Wilson's disease, which is too much copper. And actually, you can diagnose that looking in someone's eyes, because you'll see almost like this greenish ring around the pupil of the eye. And that's a condition with too much copper in the body called Wilson's disease. So again, copper coating on the outside, that's not bad. Then there's stainless steel, what's called waterless cookery, which has a very thick, heavy stainless steel bottom. Now, you can have an aluminum as long as that's the external part of the pots and pans. But I don't like cooking in aluminum. You can take, if it's an aluminum big soup bowl pot, as an example, you can take a paper towel, rub it on the aluminum in the when they're dry, and you'll actually see that that white paper towel turns slightly silverish, grayish, because you're rubbing the aluminum off. And so we don't want to cook in anything with aluminum because of the possibility of toxicity. What we use is the new ceramic material that's a non-stick material. There's no outgassing and no chemical outgassing from those. So great comments, great questions.
I have a question for you.
Okay, good morning.
Hi, and I would like to know if what you can do naturally to get rid of calcium in your carotid arteries.
A great question, because that's a something that a lot of people have, and it also, that calcium builds up in the valve of the artery, and it becomes calcified. That's when you get a blood test, and you get what's called a calcium score around your heart. And what we would use on that, first, you would make sure you use vitamin D with vitamin K2. And I use that for every 5,000 units of vitamin D, I would probably use, 500 micrograms of vitamin K2. A lot of the studies were done on 100 micrograms, but, you know, 500 micrograms is even better. We use one where, when you're taking, as an example, 10,000 units of vitamin D daily, we use a vitamin K that's 1 milligram. And so you would use those two together. And then the other thing is a compound called serapeptase. And serapeptase actually helps to break down that plaque. Now, the vitamin K2 also takes the calcium out of the plaques, and it puts it back into the bones. Now, once you take that calcium out of the plaques, and the plaques are because the arteries have been weakened, and they lose their tensile strength, so arteries beat like your heart. And so what happens, you get little cracks in the arteries, and we don't want blood leaking through these cracks. So the body will actually put a Band-Aid on that, which are these calcium deposits that are part of the plaque. So taking the vitamin D and the K actually takes that calcium out of the plaque, and then the serapeptase dissolves the plaque. But what you want to make sure of is that you restore the tensile strength of the arteries. And that's Linus Pauling, and he talked about using a 2-to-1 ratio of vitamin C and also L-lysine. So I use Nature Sunshine vitamin C time release, which is a total complex of the entire vitamin C complex with all of the bioflavonoids in them, and a 500 milligram L-lysine. That restores, and then when you add silica, whether in the form of Life, which is the liquid silica and also helps with the bacteria and viruses, or with something like bamboo silica, silica's in bamboo, and also you can take things like horsetail and oat straw and corn silk. Those are all going to be very high in silica. You know what corn silk is? When you husk a corn, you get all that silk. That's actually very beneficial. You can make a tea out of it, or actually chop it up and mix it as part of your salads. And that's very high in silica. So silica helps to restore bone and the tensile strength of your arteries. So again, we look at all of those things, and they're so interconnected. That's why we don't look at one nutrient only. So as an example, for bone, yes, we're looking at that vitamin D and vitamin K2, but we're also using magnesium, silica, vitamin C, you know, all of these things that help to build bone back properly, and the serrapeptase to help break down the plaque. It also breaks down blood clots, so that's one of the things you can do, and it'll actually help reverse the calcium score in your heart. Another thing often that goes with that is a condition called cardiomyopathy, where the heart begins to swell up and has to work harder and harder. And that's usually a deficiency of vitamin E and the mineral selenium. So I use a Nature Sunshine vitamin E because it's the vitamin E complex. It's the alpha, beta, gamma, and it's the tocotrienols and the tocopherols together in a formula, and it has the selenium. Now, oftentimes I add extra selenium, like I have 200 micrograms of selenium in Prime Longevity, and taking, let's say, if you have severe, sometimes I've taken 4 a day of the vitamin E, which is 1,600 units of vitamin E, and that's another 100 micrograms of selenium. So sometimes with cancer, you can add a higher amount of selenium. And again, in my formula, I use the Krebs cycle selenium, not the methionine-bound selenium, because for cancer, all the research has shown that the Krebs cycle selenium is stronger than the methionine-bound selenium. So you can get that. And again, I really like the Life product because it's giving you silica. When you drink it, you're getting anywhere from 2 to 4% silica absorption, and so that's a good amount. Again, also you can add the bamboo silica or those other nutrients that I mentioned. So, great question.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
There was an article that is looking at melatonin. Now, melatonin has been around for a while, and people use it for sleeping. And I've been talking about that melatonin does more than that. Well, finally, an article has come out, and it was published in the Journal of Toxicology and Applied Pharmacology, and they reviewed at a molecular level of the results of taking melatonin. Now, melatonin is a hormone produced by the pineal gland, and of course it is best known for sleep-promoting effect, but it also has very powerful anti-cancer fighting effects. And researchers reviewed the anti-cancer properties of melatonin and concluded that melatonin has powerful cancer fighting properties. And they looked at the different pathways that melatonin works, and it works on a pathway called anti-angiogenesis. And so what happens is angiogenesis is when cancers, both in animal and in humans, that make new blood vessels, special blood vessels, without the intima layer, and so they demand all the blood. So that's called angiogenesis. So what they're finding is that melatonin, not just helping with sleep, but it also prevents anti-angiogenesis. And so that's how it exerts its anti-cancer protective effects, by inhibiting the process where new blood vessels are formed that actually feed the cancer cells. So that's really quite good. Researchers found that melatonin inhibits the angiogenesis by targeting the nutrient and oxygen supply of cancer cells. It primarily targets what's called oxygen deficient induced factor 1 alpha. That's, again, a whole hypoxia induced factor, or HIF-1 alpha, and the genes that are controlled by that. Well, melatonin regulates that, and it stops that in all forms of cancer. So for people, especially over 40 or over 45, or at any age if you have cancer, I would suggest taking melatonin. And normal, you know, for easy, if it, you're just taking it for sleep, you know, you could take a 3 milligram, Nature Sunshine makes a 3 milligram capsule. But for melatonin, companies like Life Extension, Drew Pearson and Sandy Shaw created that many, many years ago. And they talk about, and it's one of the best health researcher groups on the market, Life Extension. And they talk about if someone has cancer to go as high as 40 milligrams. So I think we're the only ones in El Paso that has a 20 milligram capsule of melatonin. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show, the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show, are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning, Natural Solutions Radio, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath. Today's show is brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.